This video is dedicated by the Huberfeld family in memory of Pinchas and Ray Huberfeld, Aleihem Shalom. Hello and welcome to Jewish History in Daf Yomi. Today's Daf has a reference to a practice which was quite common in late antiquity. The Gemara refers to it as Likut Atzamot, which means the collection of bones. And we've spoken about this in a couple other occasions in this series. Today I'd like to focus on what did they put the bones in. So it was very common to use stone ossuaries and stone sarcophagi. Ossuary is like kind of a box, and when you see these things for the first time, you realize that they're clearly meant for disarticulated bones, not for a whole human body, because they're kind of small. They're maybe, you know, like 2-3 feet across, maybe this high and so on, and they would only be used for the bones of one's ancestor after the decomposition process had already completed itself. Sarcophagi, on the other hand, are like stone coffins, sometimes made out of clay. The word sarcophagi is Greek in origin. It means flesh eater. And it was not at all uncommon for Jews, like many Near Eastern peoples, to intern their dead in these stone sites, sometimes with decomposition hastening chemicals like lye. And then after a year or a certain amount of time, they would go and they would remove the bones and put them in ossuaries and then store them in a family crypt. That's what this Likut Atzamot ritual was, rather bizarre by our modern thinking. The ossuaries had a minimum size, and that was the size of a femur, a human femur, because that's the largest bone in the human body, so they couldn't make them any smaller than that. The ossuaries that are found today are frequently decorated, sometimes with historical scenes, and very commonly with this kind of rosary pattern that was typical of the ancient Near East and in the region of Judea. Wow, weird, huh? Anyways, I hope this illuminated your daf, and I wish you hatzlacha in your learning.